on your publishers a little bit easier?
If I were to ask you, Joseph Moore, or yourself Moore, I'd ask that.
Okay.
To describe yourself, well, who are you? I'll just describe yourself.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on, I'm Joseph. Very humble and peaceful man. Okay? I'm Joseph the husband, Joseph the father, and Joseph the brother to many, on a spiritual level as well as the physical level. And I would say I'm Joseph the loner too, you know?
The loner?
Yeah, being that I pretty much keep to myself, you know, and I pretty much know what I'm into, and I'm into doing that. And I belong to a community of Muslims, okay? And I'm very much off into that community, as well as my family, you know? And it's pretty much of who I am.
Yeah. How old, roughly?
Am I 33.
You're 33.
Right. 33 years old.
Now, what do you do for a livelihood?
For livelihood, I work a camera, video camera.
A camera?
Right, right.
How's that? You mean you're a photographer?
Well, no, I'm a part of a video crew.
Oh, video crew.
Right, and that's my livelihood, doing that type of recording.
Mm-hmm.
And spending time with my children, that's also my livelihood, you know. Going out to dinner and just trying to spend quality time with them. You know.
Well, you say, how many children you got?
Five.
You have five kids, and they're a certain ages, little kids.
The youngest is one, and the oldest is 14, going on 15. Two boys and three girls.
And you say quality time. Mm-hmm. That phrase, quality time, is mm-hmm. interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I say quiet time, it reminds me of peaceful time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's quality time, stress-free, you know, just trying to enjoy life.
But in doing the video with the crew, can you make a livelihood doing that?
Well, actually, I make a livelihood painting. I'm a painter, too.
Oh, you're a painter.
Right.
You mean a...
Union painter.
Huh? Oh, you're a house painter.
Right, union. Decorator.
A decorator.
Right,
oh,
decorator.
You are.
On a commercial level, industrial level.
Oh, you do that. You're a house painter plus doing the camera work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you see, that part of a community, you spoke of a peaceful man, and you remember the Muslim community.
Right. Right.
Now, what were you when you were a little boy, your family, what was their religious denomination?
Christianity.
Right. Baptist?
Right.
Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My mom, she's an evangelist right now too.
Right, mm-hmm.
Right. She accepted Christ as her personal Savior and mm-hmm. and Lord of her life when I was about 12. Right. So that was a change for her as well as us.
Yeah.
You know. And so when she decided to accept Christ as her personal Savior, we accepted it too because she wanted us to be a part of it.
Yeah. But now, Christ is not your personal Savior.
Well, Christ, to me, is a Savior.
Yeah.
And he is the Savior of man and mankind. Because what he represented was the Most High. And the truth that he, to me,
mm-hmm.
according to what I understand, is, hey, that truth you can never dispel or do away with, and you can never take that from Jesus. You know?
But in being a Muslim, though, mm-hmm. you there is another God.
Well, it's according to one's understanding.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And to me, there's only one God. You know. Just like the.
And that God is.
To me, is what we call, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Who came in the personage of Master Farad Muhammad. Now I belong to the Muslim community, that comes under.
You say Farad Muhammad.
Farad.
Farad Muhammad, F-A-R-A-D.
Right.
Who was, lived in what time, when?
Well, from what I understand, he came from Arabia.
Yeah, way
okay,
back.
Okay, right. And that was back in the 1930s.
You were describing your Muslim community.
Yeah, I was talking about the community.
Yeah.
From which the community of Muslims, like just like you have different communities of Jews, different community of Christians, you have different communities of Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So I follow the community that's taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Louis Farrakhan. Okay, so that's who I come under as far as the Muslim community I belong to. But now I believe, see, a lot of people, you know, close themselves off by sects and religions, you know. Mm-hmm. But see, I just don't stop there, though. You know, I believe that, hey, that Christians are my brothers and Jews are my mm-hmm. brothers, and that's just the truth. You know? Yeah.
What is the credo of the Muslim community which you're part? I mean, Louis Farrakhan. Mm-hmm. Farrakhan is, in a sense, your spokesman.
Yes, sir. He is the national representative of the Nation of Islam.
What is the credo, then?
In other words, well, I really don't understand what
the
word
belief. What is the basic belief? Is it? We always hear black Muslims mm-hmm. and separation mm-hmm. from the other communities, the white communities.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the subject integration and separation and nationalism?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, my thoughts is that, hey, we all here on earth together, and we all got to live together. You know? And we got to come together and solve this problem that we're having on this earth. And it's a big problem, you know, beyond my imagination. You know, I'm not even qualified to be a leader in solving it, but I know how to not make trouble for people. You see what I'm saying? I know how to be a peacemaker. That's what I do know how to do. But as far as getting back to your question,
the belief
is that we believe that Allah, the supreme mm-hmm. being, raised up the Honorable Elijah Muhammad,
mm-hmm.
okay, to bring a message to man and mankind. Okay, and when I say man, I'm talking about the black man here in North America. You know, if you study of the Quran or the Bible, it has a section in the Bible where it talks about Moses
mm-hmm.
being raised up from the people,
mm-hmm.
or a messenger being raised up for the people in a particular time. So in that sense, we believe that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was raised up in our time, mm-hmm. you know, by Allah, by the supreme being, who came in the mm-hmm. persons of Master Farah Muhammad, to bring a message of what time it is and what must mm-hmm. be done for us and mankind. See, and we just believe in, hey, we can actually make a change if we just submit to righteousness, Allah's laws or God's laws.
I'm going to ask you about that in a minute, mm-hmm. how one is able to do it in view of the racial barriers there are today.
Mm-hmm.
But then Malcolm X would also be one of your heroes, would he not?
Malcolm X would be considered a great teacher of Islam. You know, matter of fact, if you read his autobiography, you know, and you know history, he influenced a lot of people.
Yeah.
And he was a student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yeah.
You know, that's why his name is Malcolm X.
Because
all he learned in terms of the base work and base knowledge came from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
And so we have to go back to Joseph Boone, or you've taken the Muslim name, Yusuf.
Right, right. Well, I still go by Joseph Boone, too. Mm. In all truth, now, I still go by Joseph.
Yeah.
My mom called me Joseph. My wife still calls me Kenny. You know, it's just who I'm around and who I know and how they associate with
me. And your father, good with your mother?
Well, now, to give you a little history about
my
family, in terms of my mother's experience with different men. Now, my mother had 10 children. And I'm the third oldest.
Mm.
Okay? Now, out of all of the 10 children, there's 4 different fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, when my oldest brother and oldest sister, they have different fathers, and I have a different father.
Mm-hmm.
And the 3 youngest have a different father.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually...
You don't know your father.
I know him.
Oh, yeah, you know
him. No, I met him when I was 28.
Oh, when you were 28?
Yeah, when I was working at the Department of Corrections, 26 in California.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, I was working in the laundry room.
In the what?
In the laundry room.
In the laundry room?
Right, I was a laundry machine man.
Uh-huh.
You know, running the machines, putting the clothes in the machines.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, washing the clothes and taking them out, putting them in the big dryer.
Uh-huh.
Things like that. So when I was, that was back in between 82 and 85. Okay. And so when I was working down there, she called me one day, right?
Who did, your mother?
Right.
And she said,
I want you to come over to my house when you get through working, you know. And I said, okay. Well, I said, is it an emergency? And she said, no, I just want you to come over. So I went over there, right? She said, come on in, sit down. And she said, I hope you don't get mad at me. She said, but your father is still alive. And so I was kind of surprised what she was saying. I wasn't mad, you know, I wasn't angry. I was just surprised. Because the man that I was named after was one of the fathers of my other brothers and sisters that I really didn't like. And I was named after him, you know. And his name was Jerome. And that's the name I was given. And so,
you didn't know that your father was alive. He was never mentioned to you before.
Right.
And your mother says, now your father's alive.
Right. Right. 28 years old. And you know, that type of stuff, I believe in the black community has been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a hush-hush thing, you know, among the older folks, you know, in the past years I'm talking about. See what I'm saying? And from listening to different programs, listening to my own people talk too. That type of thing has always gone on in the past. You know, children not really know who their father was, you know. And
so you met your father?
Yeah, I met him. I went down there this past year, matter of fact, on Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
And me and my moms, we drove down to Arkansas.
That's where he was?
Right.
It
was great. It was great. It was nice meeting him. You know, my mom's got friends down there too, and plus we got I have an uncle down there. One of her brothers live down there in Memphis, Tennessee. But Arkansas is like not too far from.
And so, you met your father. You got along with him.
Oh yeah, he's an older fella. He's in his 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an older fella. We look very similar. Like, you know, he's bald up here just like me, and I have the same type of features. And
you get me. Let's go back to the beginning. See, you have your own book of your family now.
Mm-hmm.
You know Richie Davis.
Right. And I met Richie in Metro High School. It's a school called Metro High School here in Chicago. And it was a multicultural school, you know. People from all over, city and suburbs. And I really enjoyed that. You know, that really opened my mind as a black child being in the South Side, Chicago, you know.
And Metro is a place where the city is your study.
Right.
You were taken around different parts of the city.
Right, we had classes at, like for instance, at different studio, broadcast studios. We had classes in Old Town, you know.
And now, you and Richard became friends?
Right, I met Richard, I believe it was in maybe 72, 71, something like that, somewhere around there. But we graduated together, though. And I met Richard in one of my biology classes.
And then you and he were part of a band.
You could say somewhat. For somewhat, I was alone at first when I first came there.
Yeah.
But we grew closer, you know. A lot of the students.
Rock by the music.
No, I never was.
You weren't in his group.
No, but we played together, though. Because I was off into a different, you know, like percussions, like I say.
Yeah.
But see, we spent a lot of time at this recreational center.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Pleasant Valley?
What place?
Pleasant Valley.
Pleasant Valley
Outdoor Center in Woodstock, Crystal Lake, Illinois.
That's where you were.
Right. And we spent a lot of time out there.
Is he the first white guy you knew pretty well?
No, I knew another Catholic guy that I grew pretty close to.
Mm-hmm.
He was much older than I was, though. And I met him at a recreational camp also.
So when you were raised as a kid, your mother and your brothers and sisters, did your mother work too? No,
see, like I was saying, she had four different men in her life that she dealt with. And, okay, like, after Joe Boone passed away.
Joe Boone was not your father.
No, he was...
First guy.
Right. He was one of
he's after a father. We are named.
Right. He was the father of maybe 5 other children.
Mm-hmm.
And within my family.
Yeah.
Because we all stayed together.
Yeah. You stayed together. But that's interesting. The family stayed together.
Right.
The mother kept the family together.
Right. Like I said, the last 3 children mm-hmm. were fathered by a guy by the name of Lester Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
So now my moms go by the name of Lashley. And that man changed our whole life because he moved us to the South Side. When we moved in our community, there was one other black family.
You lived on the South Side.
Right. So we were like...
So what was your attitude? Did you have white friends? Was there an attitude you felt white felt toward you or you toward white people when you were...
See, when I was little, like I said, when I was like maybe 3 or 4 years old,
mm-hmm.
we moved into this community.
Mm-hmm.
The majority was white. And we were like the third black family in that community.
This was where? In
on the South Side of Chicago.
Jeffrey Manor?
No, this is 71st and Sangamon.
So you were the third, one of the early white families.
The early black families.
One of the early black families.
Right.
Your mother told, were you a little too young to remember probably?
No, I remember everything quite clearly.
What do you remember? What was the attitude?
I'll tell you, see, it was like when I was young, I wasn't in school yet. I was 3 years old, and I remember coming out very in the neighborhood, and I remember the other little white children coming around. They was very friendly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they have any conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
And that scene I remember very clearly. I remember I had a little puppy, and they used to say, ooh, little dog,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they came
very friendly. But I remember in my first year in school, kindergarten,